Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Alex Walker, CEO of East Star Resources. Welcome back, Alex. How are you doing?
Thank you very much, Shins. Very well. Thanks for having me.
Welcome, Alex.
Certainly, since we last talked, there's been a good set of RNSs that has been released. Do you want to talk us through the first one? I guess we'll talk about the first assay results or the first drill result.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great start. So one of our targets that we drilled 12 fairly shallow RC holes for, which was the Novo target on the Atmintas license, which is in the northern part of the Chewelly orogenic gold belt. We had a discovery hole of 63 meters at 4.51 grams per ton gold, which included 19 meters at 14.36 grams per ton. And within that, there was a bonanza zone of 2 meters at 131.4 grams per ton. So we're fairly overjoyed with that result, more than 284 gram meters within that intersection. But most importantly, in all of that, the mineralization started from surface and the hole actually ended in mineralization. So the last 15 meters of that hole was averaged 0.5 grams per ton. And that demonstrates highly disseminated ore throughout the entire borehole, which obviously for us gives a much more fantastic opportunity for higher tonnage and potential open pit operation in due course.
Excellent. I mean, that grade you mentioned is literally bonanza grade, isn't it? It's very high grade.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, you'd be very happy with that. You know, at any depth, just about any depth, you'd be happy following that down. So, indeed, if the seam does plunge considerably deeper, then it's something that you can continue to follow into an underground very, very comfortably for as long as you can keep the vein. And it's the sort of operation that you know you would expect to see in this part of the world. The 8 million ounce Akbakai mine further down the Chewelly belt, which is operating and has been operating for 30 odd years, is now several hundred meters deep and has moved underground mining. So we expect to find, or we hope to find, similar style ore bodies that will continue to grow the mine life once we get to that stage.
So we can understand that's a 2 meter. And you've gone straight down and straight through that, yes?
Oh, no, to be clear, we don't feel we've gone straight down a vein with 63 metres, not at all. No, this was directional drilling. The plunge of the ore body initially is interpreted as directly down, so an almost vertical ore body. Within the region, it's there tends to be a slightly southwest dipping ore body, and until we drill Diamond, which we're expecting to commence in May of this year, or Q2 of this year, we won't have the exact understanding of that plunge of these veins. If it is the case that it's a southwest plunging ore body, then that's even a little bit more exciting for us because of some of the superficial results, more than 400 grams at surface. It's unlikely if that vein continues that we actually intersected that within this hole 8.
I'm trying to understand this myself more so than you explain it to other people. So the 2 meters, is it possible then that's a 2 meter wide vein that then just plunges down?
The true width of the vein will be shallower than 2 meters because of the direction, the directional drilling. We don't have the exact statistics on that because it was RC drilling. And when the core gets brought to surface, it's not in the solid state that you often see, which is diamond drilling. It's in sort of churned up rock chips, and therefore the sampling methods and so on need to take into consideration the ore that's brought to surface. So at the moment, it's interpreted at 2 meters at 131.4 grams. That particular intersection will be thinner than that, but it won't be half. It'll be, you know, somewhere between 1 and 2 meters once we get to understand that a bit better with the diamond drill.
And is that visible gold then, basically, at that sort of gram? 131
it's likely it will be for us, again, because we don't get solid core, you don't you don't see the gold within the drill core. And so, but with this style of mineralization, it hosted largely in quartz, it tends to be quite coarse and therefore at some point, and certainly at those grades, potentially visible. So with any luck, when we start the diamond campaign, we'll get a good understanding of and some good visualization of that core and these style intersections before we actually get the results back.
Yeah. Just how significant is the news about the Southern Chabdar, the historical drill data that you received, I think it was yesterday?
For us, it's fantastic. I mean, you know, what we've got here is hundreds of thousands of dollars or more worth of drill results with fairly detailed data. Very, very high grade gold, largely quite shallow within 70 meters of surface, the vast majority of those intersections are. And the additional intersection that's 275 meters down hole, and again, we don't have the exact dip of that intersection, but we believe it will be around circa 200 meters deep, was 2 meters at 39 grams. So that is another demonstration, as I just mentioned before, about the potential for these ore bodies to continue with very, very strong, high-grade mineralization at depth. And that's the sort of thing that allows a continued mine life for quite some time. So, you know, we really like the look of Southern Chabdar. The core recovery from the historical reports had quite a high variance and averaged relatively low. So to give you an idea of that, some of those recoveries were around 66 to 75%, whereas in a standard drilling contract, which we've just recently signed, we would expect core recoveries well in excess of 90%, and 90% is the contracted minimum. And so what we hope to see is, or what we hope to find out, is that in addition to those very high-grade results and quite wide intersections, is there's actually additional ore to be found there and potentially additional disseminated ore that wasn't assayed for originally.
And presumably that wasn't part of your drill campaign initially, you know, in September. Is that going to be amended now to take into consideration those new historical results?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll be twinning some of the historical results and working up an additional, twinning where we can, some of those results, because the georectification isn't perfect. They used a secret system to denote where certain drill collars were met, and therefore without the code, which you can't get, you can't figure out exactly where it is. But I mean, we're not going to be off by 100 meters. We're talking about rectification to 10, 15, 20 meters. So we've got a very good idea of where that is. The MAG program that we've done will give us a much better picture as well of that location and the size and the strike length. And so we will be following that up. But it was the lack of specific data that we had on that Chabdar deposit, which is why we didn't drill it in the September campaign.
Yeah, and then you obviously had the fantastic news this morning of the award of the drilling contract with IGG. Do you want to talk us through the significance of that?
Sure. I mean, first of all, it's just fantastic getting a real quality driller of IGG's credibility. Yeah, they've been operating in Russia and in Kazakhstan for quite some time. But of particular note, you know, on top of the very good recoveries and very high drill rate that they were achieving in Russia just last year, the geological team behind them is absolutely outstanding. We expect to not lean on that team, but the oversight from that team and ensuring that their operators are conducting things correctly, and the additional checks and balances that provides for us is outstanding. We're very, very happy with the price that we've paid. And so, you know, we're looking forward to getting stuck in with that team.
They're drilling in the US and Russia Far East. That there seem to be quite a large company with some good people involved, right?
Absolutely, yeah. They're a private company that's been operating for, close to two decades. And they've had a huge amount of success in terms of, you know, from various divisions of the company, in terms of their own exploration, discovering porphyries, in Russia, asset sales. I think the last one was in 2019 for $200 million to a small conglomerate or to a conglomerate. That level of geological success as contractors to us allows us, as I said before, these additional checks and balances. So we really think it just bolsters our geological team and ensures that we've got the right people on the rig at the right time, extending the drill program where necessary, providing the right feedback for the ore that they're seeing coming out at the drill bit, and therefore any live adjustments we need to make, we can make very accurately and in real time.
So fully funded, 5,000 metres of drilling program to look forward to this year. I guess that the news flow has been very constant and very frequent since your readmission. I guess we can look forward to more strong news flow in the coming months and weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, everything that we've been discussing pre-IPO that we said we would do, we've already started to do in terms of, hopefully we said good results coming out by our own drill bit, and that's occurred. The acquisition of good historical data that bolsters the quality of the assets and increases, the odds of commercial discovery on the Atmintas license. We continue to collect additional historical data. So as that data undergoes QAQC, then we'll be able to release that to the market as well. We still have additional drill holes we need to report on, which we're yet to receive from the labs, the magnetic data that's coming through, and of course the corporate work that I've been alluding to for some time is progressing, and with any luck, we'll be looking at closing some of that out in the coming weeks and months as well.
Basically, you've given the market three very juicy pieces of information, and you can still buy your stock at the price that you were offering it in the race. So that's quite an offer now that we know more, and you're still getting the option to buy at 5p. I mean, I think we discussed initially that it was priced to go as well. Really, if the Kazakhstan issues hadn't arisen, I think possibly the share would be higher today. So it seems like a very good opportunity that we've gotten. And as Phil said, 5,000 meters of drilling going to happen this year to see how much gold is in those hills. Then, it all looks like a promising way forward. So good luck.
Thank you very much, Kevin and Phil. And yeah, certainly resonate that sentiment. We thought that the IPO was priced extremely fairly when we raised that capital. We thought it was a very, very conservative enterprise value. And we've come out with two fantastic sets of results since then. So we hope certainly the only way is up, and I promise to keep delivering on news flow to the market to hopefully allow that to happen. So appreciate your support, and looking forward to more discussions with more news.
Yeah, and there's one last question we have to ask, because the last time I think you were on the Sunday roast, this time you're on the midweek takeaway. So if you had to have a takeaway in the midweek, what would it be?
What have we had a couple of times this week? You can't go past a Wednesday pizza, I think, Kevin. So I'd put that down as my midweek takeaway.
Is that the name of the chain over there, Wednesday Pizza? Is it?
Oh, it's not. No, the one our regular is Del Papa. Papa. absolutely.
A Kazakhstan Italian pizza.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I bet that's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, still, just slightly different types of meat available on the pizza than you might get in the UK.
Alex Walker, CEO of eStar Resources, thanks very much, and we welcome you back in the future.
Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net